Irish Channel. Mm-hmm. And that's where all the people came from.
From Ireland, that's where the Irish, well, I know the Irish Channel, in fact, I lived in the Irish Channel.
You did?
On Poland Avenue.
No,
the one time I worked for Jackson Brewery Company, that's where I lived. It's in the Irish Channel, right off of St. George, right by the Industrial Canal.
Now, the people who lived in the Vaucare came mostly from?
That's all Frenchmen.
They came from?
They came from France, and that's where.
Okay.
Most of the,
how far it's about, from here to New Orleans is about?
About approximately 110 miles.
Okay. Now, a lot of people here are Catholic, but other big faiths would be?
Baptist. We had that, before we never had no other religion on the ground, I'll accept the Catholic. Now we have the Baptist and the Methodist.
Okay.
Pentecost.
You might say if somebody got, two people became members, you'd say they recently
joined this particular religion, or they use different phrases, you know, the Baptists, I guess, they
people who don't go to church, you say they don't believe in
God, that's how they used to say it.
The preacher delivers a
sermon,
and now, if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you'd say church will be over
before I get there.
Okay. People, when you were a kid, when you were a child, some people used to tell you that somebody might hit you if you weren't careful, and that was the boogerman.
The boogerman, yeah, something like that.
The enemy of God.
The devil is going to get you or something, you know, that dumb slang.
Okay. Did you ever, Ambrose, did you ever hear people out in the, there'd be a house somewhere, and you couldn't go near it, folks would say it was
a haunted.
Yeah.
We had one like that down here. You used to tell us that when those kids up, don't go over it, that's a haunted house. And you know, they had old wooden doors on there. Actually, when the wind blew, they would squeak, and you could swear you'd seen somebody up there, but there was never nobody up there. Like people said, they're scared to go to the cemetery, the graveyard. Can't pay people to go there. Well, it doesn't bother me because I'm not afraid of the dead ones. The live ones that worries me.
They say, what were the things that they say you'd see in there?
You'd see the boogerman, or you think they knew who owned the house before that?
The
ghost, you'll see old ladies, and they give her a name if there was an old lady owned the house. A ghost is in there, you better not go in there.
Now somebody would say, well, I'll go if you make me, but I'm
scared anyway.
Yeah. If you had your choice about going, you'd say, I'll go.
I don't want to go. No, I'd rather not go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when you hadn't seen a friend in a long time, you'd say to him, like we were saying, you'd say,
I'm glad to see you, you know, where you've been, what you've been doing, and things like that.
I'm just awful glad.
Awful glad to see you, or tickled pink to see you, some kind of slang.
Okay. If a man, say, up on the land, do y'all call this the island? What do they call that up there?
Chenier.
Okay.
It's called the Caminata, Chenier Caminata. That's what they name it. It's in the corporate limits of the city, but it's not Grand Isle. It's across. Grand Isle is just this one island here.
Okay, but do you have a name for the other part, like the peninsula, or as opposed to Grand Isle?
No, they just name it by name. If you live where you live in Chenier, even though it's still the town of Grand Isle, they always still live in Chenier. Or live across the bridge.
But yesterday you'd say, I live in Grand Isle, but yesterday I was up.
Yeah, I was up in Chenier, I was across the bridge, or I was
over,
over across the bridge or something.
Okay. Hi, how you doing? Now, would you ever hear anybody say they owned a Right Smart or something, Right Smart land? Have you ever heard that here?
Yeah, they used to say, I own a big piece of land or a hunk of land or something like that.
Something which meant a lot.
Yeah.
Say,
big piece of land, that's how they would refer to.
Okay.
When you said a big piece of land, thinking in terms of acreage, or 10, 12 acres, you know, that was a big thing.
Now, if something